Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to week number 17 here on the Pick and Pigskin Winter Podcast on Aaron Torres Media. Thank you so much for joining in with us again this week as we look at all these games, even though we got all the COVID protocols and we got everything we like to deal with. But we like to get these games out here early and often so that we can have stuff to think about, so we can look at these games, not necessarily from maybe an injury standpoint or anything, but just what it would be like stacked up regularly. Of course, there is a lot of news that we'll have to go over as the night goes on and the evening goes on as we cover these games. But this week, I wanted to bring on somebody who I consider a friend from Twitter. He may not consider me a friend because I just like sabotage things that he does all the time and everything. But he is Rob Norton, and he is the daddy of the Baby Bowl, that is a charity event that goes on over there on Twitter, on My Fantasy League as well, where half the money goes into a charity pot, and then the other half goes into the prize pool, which is a really interesting format to me, and it's an elimination tournament. And Rob, we're wrapping up the season over there on the Baby Bowl right now, but we're about to start up the Baby Bowl. What is it, the playoff edition?
Yeah, the playoff edition. We did it last year, and it was a big hit. So, you know, it's back again.
Yeah, it is. And you can follow Rob Norton at Norton0723 over there on Twitter. And it's his pinned tweet over there to be able to figure out ways to be able to join the Baby Bowl. And Rob, I haven't joined yet. I you know how I am. You're going to end up sending me a reminder at the last minute, and then we're going to struggle. Because personally, I don't know that I trust things online to be able to purchase things online. You know, that's how I am. I got that conspiracy mindset where I'm always wondering, whoa, who's watching me and all those things. I don't know. PayPal sounds really strange to me. Like, you know, PayPal, that sounds really strange. I feel like I'm going to end up being a sugar daddy to about 40 women in different countries. And I don't like the way that sounds.
Hey, I guess you can always say better safe than sorry. So I don't blame you, but yes, I understand it for sure, but yeah, it's PayPal, Venmo, all those Cash App, they're all out there to get your money.
Well, it makes things easy, and you always make it easy, and you walk me through that stuff, so really there's no fears in that, and it's pretty simple. I think I did it this year without any help from you whatsoever. But Baby Bowl playoff edition is really, really fun, and I can't wait to get into the playoffs here, even on Pick and Pigskin Winners, because it's really fun. That's one of the most enjoyable times of the year for me. I think Wild Card Weekend is probably my favorite weekend of football altogether, because it really takes a lot of good teams and gets rid of them. And the great teams are there in the playoffs. And I really love the first weekend there of playoff football.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny, 'cause I feel basically the same exact way. You know, you got basically almost every game kind of lines up to be a good game. You got a lot of good players, you know, and especially now with the new format, with only one team getting a bye, you have basically all the best teams except for one on each side. So, you know, there should be a lot of good games. And plus, I believe they're generally Saturday and Sunday, unless they changed it this year. But usually, you know, you got multiple games Saturday, multiple games Sunday. And it's definitely a fun time.
I'll have to double check it, but I actually think there's a Monday night game this year in the playoffs. I really do. I think there is. I'll have to double check that. You know, I could get my. That may have been a dream. I don't know. Maybe it was just a dream of mine. But Rob, I can't wait for the Baby Bowl playoff edition. Got some big hitters in there too. Heath Cummings in there. Bo McBigtime is in there. Coop D Fiasco is in there. Lots of people. Kevin Tompkins, JB Barry. The list goes on and on. So it's really a fun event, and I can't wait to participate in it. Maybe I can get Aaron Torres over there in it. That'd be really good. The boss is really busy over here on Aaron Torres Media. He's always writing articles. He's got the podcast that he does. He's always trying to simulate different people coming in there and assimilate those people into writing articles, into being on his podcast. And he does a really good job with that stuff. And college basketball is right now front and center in his mind, I believe. Don't forget to subscribe over there to his podcast and also our sister podcast, JB Barry's DFS Flash. That's always a good podcast to listen to. 15, 20 minutes of really good DFS talk here on DraftKings. And Rob, I don't know if you know this or not, but DraftKings Sportsbook is a partner with Aaron Torres Media right now. And with football season and the playoffs really heating up, and college bowl season heating up, and college basketball heating up, DraftKings Sportsbook has an incredible offer for first-time users. First-time users, now listen to this. This is a new offer, everybody, so listen to this one. First-time users can make a $5 moneyline bet on any team, pro or college, and if that team wins, you win an automatic $200 in free bets via our partners at DraftKings Sportsbook. And also, thank you to Aaron Torres for working on that deal. That's right, $5 moneyline bet. And if it hits, you win $200 in free cash. All you got to do is click the link in our podcast show description and sign up for a new account with DraftKings Sportsbook and make your first deposit. Make a $5 bet on any team, and if your team scores, if your team wins on that money line, you get an automatic $200 thanks to our friends over there at DraftKings. It's the best offer going in sports betting, so act now. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Rob, let's get into these games. Let's try to find those winners for these people, because that is a great offer. Five equals $200 to be able to spend on DraftKings Sportsbook. That's a great, an incredible offer.
Yeah. I wish I could get in on it. That's an awesome offer. I would tell anyone to take advantage of that.
It will be coming soon to an area near you, Rob. I know you're in like Ohio or something. I think they're working on it over there in Ohio. Maybe they'll work down here in Alabama too. If not, I'm just going to have to keep going to Jim Bob Cooter's house or something. I don't know what I'm
doing. All right. I don't blame you.
Let's look at this one. The very first game on our list are the Las Vegas Raiders against the Indianapolis Colts. Carson Wentz is in COVID protocol. I don't know what that means for the rest of the team right now, but this game total started out at 49.5, so it's dropped all the way down to 44.5. It's line opened up where Indianapolis was favored by 6. Now Indianapolis is favored by 6.5 by our partners over there at DraftKings Sportsbook. It's a little bit tough to tell. I don't know if he's going to be able to get out of protocols or not. They're changing those protocols up nowadays, where you only have to be in it 5 days. I don't know if that's vaccinated or unvaccinated. It's really kind of confusing. So, of course, this caveat is always put out there for all of our listeners here on Pick and Pigskin Winners. Keep abreast of the news and the situations that are going on each and every day. We do this podcast on Wednesday just to try and get all the news and information out there the best we possibly can. I look at this and I see the Indianapolis Colts running the ball all day long against the Raiders, Rob. I know you're a big-time guy into DFS and everything like that, and the Raiders are not good at stopping the run, and Jonathan Taylor is really good at running the football. So if Carson Wentz isn't there, I really like the under in this at 44.5, and I'll take the Indianapolis Colts either way, because Carson Wentz doesn't play defense, and Jonathan Taylor plays offense really well.
Yeah, I'm sort of with you there. I'm 50-50 on you. I definitely like the under if Carson Wentz doesn't play. And like you said, I think they're going to run it. And, you know, the more they run, the more time gets taken off the clock, less chances to score. So I like the under, but I actually do like taking the Raiders with the points if Wentz doesn't play. Just usually QBs swing that line a lot, so I'm surprised that, you know, it hasn't really dipped too much, unless they're kind of thinking he's going to test out and play. But yeah, if he doesn't play, I'll take the Raiders and the points.
I like that. I just like how the Colts defense is playing right now. And Waller's out. I think he's in protocol as well. And so I don't know. We're going to have to wait and see on this one. I wish we knew the situation, the status of Carson Wentz. That'd make it a lot easier. And the New York Giants play my Chicago Bears in Chicago this week. The game total started out at 42. It's dropped down to 37. I believe Justin Fields is going to end up being quarterback for the team. I know this is a revenge game for Mike Glennon against my Bears, because he used to play quarterback for the Bears, which were really good years for the Bears. Chicago was favored at 2 points at the start of the week. Now they're favored by 6. I think that news of Justin Fields kind of scares the Giants into this giving up more points this time. I'm going to take the Bears at home. I think this is easy pickings right here. I can't take the under, though. It's 37 points. 37 points for an NFL game, Rob.
Yeah, I align with you right there. Even though, I mean, part of me, how can you not love a Mike Glennon revenge narrative? I mean, Mike Glennon revenge narrative. But anyway, you know, I do think Justin Fields is going to play. I think that's part of why that line's moved a bit to 6. But I'm still going to take the Bears, and I would take the over.
You would take the over on. I don't blame you for taking the over. The only thing I don't like about the over, though, or the under, really, I haven't seen the Giants score any points lately. It's just that team has quit. The team that doesn't play, and I don't think Justin Fields could play over 37. And I know Mike Glennon can see over the top of any competition with the way he's able to look. Never mind. That's a bad joke. Tampa Bay traveling up to New York. This game total started out at 47. It's dropped down to 45. Tampa Bay was favored by 8.5. Now Tampa Bay is favored by 12.5 points. Traveling on the road, I know Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski are the father and the uncle of the New York Jets, but I still think that 12.5 is way too high. The Jets are playing tough. New York is playing tough. Tampa doesn't have all of its weapons. Mike Evans might come back, but he's still going to be struggling with that hamstring. I think Tampa Bay even has a couple of people in their secondary that are on in the protocol situation right now. I'll take the Jets at home on this one. I don't know why, except for that 12.5.
Yeah, that's a tough one for me. I never love taking the Jets, but that 13 is a lot. And like you said, Tampa's banged up. So if I was forced to take it, I would take the Jets probably with the points. Now, in terms of the over-under, I think I like the over just because I think that I still think Tom Brady is going to be able to move the ball at will against this Jets defense. They're one of the worst defenses in the league. They're one of the worst run defenses. So I think Ronald Jones is going to have a great day. I think he's a great, you know, DraftKings play as well. And then plus through the air, they're one of the most inefficient defenses as well. So Antonio Brown, I mean, he looks like one of the best values on DraftKings this week. He's still pretty cheap. And without Evans and with definitely without Godwin, he could get fed again. So plus the Tampa defense, they're good against the run, but, you know, they're, you know, more leaky against the pass. So that makes me think that the Jets are going to have to pass more often, which, you know, as we talked about in the first game, the more you pass, the more likely it is to score points faster. So I'll take the over probably.
And just for everybody's looking for that $5, $200 thing from DraftKings Sportsbook, that new deal that we have, 99% of the public is on the money line for the Buccaneers in this game. So this might be a really good line. I would normally say run away from where the public is all going, but not in this case. I think Tampa Bay is going to end up winning this game pretty handily, but not 12.5. 12.5. All right, let's look at this next one. I love what you said there about Antonio. I think he's 6,100. Ronald Jones is 6,300 on DraftKings. So those are really good deals right there to be able to. I don't know who you would run it back with, though, Rob. Who would you run that back with? Berrios?
I might have to. Maybe Michael Carter. He's seemed to the Bucks. You know, like I said, they're great against running backs, but he could catch a lot of passes, especially in negative game script. So, and since DraftKings is, you know, PPR, he's at only 5,100, which is pretty cheap compared to most running backs. So Michael Carter would be my favorite run back among them.
No, I look forward to your article about all those things this week, whenever you put that out, either late Friday, early Saturday, Thursday. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you kind of get to it at different times, but at Norton 0723, and he'll have that article right up there posted at one of these times. Let's look over here at Atlanta going against Buffalo in Buffalo. This game total started out at 49. Now it's dropped down to 44. Buffalo was favored by 8.5. Buffalo is now favored. Is that right? 114 points, Rob. 114 points is what Buffalo. No, just 14. Just 14 points is what our friends over at DraftKings Sportsbook has them favored by. This has Matt Ryan like a backdoor cover written all over it. But at the same time, because Buffalo is coming down from that emotional win they had against New England, I don't trust Buffalo really in some of these situations. They've kind of laid an egg sometimes. I remember back to the Jaguars game, and so this is really stuck in my head, and it kind of scares me, especially with Matt Ryan playing quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. But this is what I know. I know it's very windy in Buffalo, especially this time of year. It's cold this time of year as well. And Matt Ryan is not indoors. Matt Ryan does not have the arm strength to be able to get the ball downfield. I almost want to take Buffalo, but I can't take 14 points. I'll have to take Atlanta. I would want to pass on this game if I could, but I'll take Atlanta just because we ain't scared here on Pick and Pick Skin Winners.
I like it. I kind of feel the same way. There was a pod I was listening to talking about a similar, you know, thing where the Bills, you know, last week they had the Patriots, and it was almost like they really wanted to stick it to them for that previous game where the Patriots won, and they only threw like three passes, I think it was, the whole game. And so it seemed like it was an emotional game. They were really heavily invested, and this game's kind of like somewhat, I mean, not that any game's meaningless, but it's somewhat, you know, it seems like a perfect letdown spot for the Bills, who, you know, Josh Allen's a great quarterback, but he plays very inconsistently. You know, one week he can look like the best player in the league, and then another week he can throw four picks. So this does seem like a spot where the Falcons can keep it close and cover.
I think you are right. Arizona at Dallas. The Dallas Cowboys are fantastic. One of these days, I'm going to get you to put defenses in that baby bowl for us. Dallas would have been a great choice last week. They were just racking up. Their offense would have been really good as well. Arizona is kind of backing into the end of the season right now. They ended up in the playoffs, but they're just losing. They're losing. I don't know. I don't want to say it's DeAndre Hopkins either, because I don't think that DeAndre Hopkins, he was injured most of the year. He didn't have a huge impact on the team, in my personal opinion. Every time I tuned in, it seemed like DeAndre was standing on the sidelines until it got into the 10-15 yard range, the red zone, and then he'd come out there, and we know that he demanded the ball then, and he's a great end zone target, so why not throw it to him? Right now, this game total is start out at 52. It's now at 52 still. Dallas was favored by 2.5. Now Dallas is favored by 5.5. Rob, who do you take in this game before I tell you who I take?
So this game is tricky to me because I have an irrational love for Kyler Murray. Mm-hmm. I just think he's just an incredible player, and he's so fun to watch. But these two teams are two of the fastest paced teams. It makes me want to take the over, but both of these teams have been so inconsistent, so up and down. Dallas has, you know, last week Dallas looked like the best team in the league, and that defense, like you said, has been playing so well. So I think I want to take Dallas even favored by 5.5, and I think I want to take the over.
Okay. I like the over a lot. I hear what you're saying on that one, because Arizona's defense has really not been great over the last couple of weeks. I'm going to go ahead and take Arizona. I like the field. I like the turf that Kyler is going to be playing on. I think this is going to help him kind of remember his college days a little bit, you know, playing in Dallas. And I'm sure he played there a time or two. I go back and double check me on that if you want to fact check me. But I'm almost positive he played there a time or two. I think it just takes him and puts him in a good place. And I don't think that they're going to end up losing all those games. And let's face it, Dallas might be thinking they're a little bit too big for their britches with that big victory last week against Washington. Here we go. Carolina, New Orleans. This game total started out at 48. It's dropped down to 39 with the news that Sam Darnold is the starting quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. New Orleans was favored by 6.5. They're still favored by 6.5 points. I don't know who's going to be playing quarterback for New Orleans, whether or not that'll be Taysom Hill, whether or not it'll be that rookie that didn't do all that great last week, whether or not it's going to be Alvin Kamara because they need a victory. And so why not just run the Wildcat with Alvin Kamara? I will take New Orleans. And that's fine. Laying 6.5, that's fine. I'll take New Orleans. It's 39 points. Boy, what do you do with 39 points? I'll just leave that alone. I'll take New Orleans in this one.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel, too. Darnold being in there. This game's I'm not looking forward to this game. Just from a watching perspective, especially if Taysom Hill doesn't play. I mean, we saw Ian Book last week look horrendous. So, yeah, I'm expecting Taysom Hill to play though, mm-hmm. And so if Taysom Hill plays, I'm gonna take New Orleans, but I also kind of want to leave alone the over under because Taysom Hill's kind of a guy that runs more than he passes. So as we talked about before, that kind of runs time off the clock. It's slower moving the ball down the field, and then Sam Darnold hasn't looked good this year, so. I don't think either team's really going to be putting up a ton of points. There is a guy, I kind of like the value if you're playing DraftKings, Deontay Harris this week. He's the minimum. He's the absolute minimum. So he's coming back, and he should play, you know, a pretty good role, especially if Taysom Hill is in there. Deontay Harris could be a guy that, you know, if you need to save some salary, put a minimum wide receiver in there at 3K and, you know, that could be a punt play that allows you to spend up on some other guys.
Yeah, and Taysom likes to they usually run those screen plays whenever he's in there, or even that quick little shovel pass to somebody, and that guy's always the guy to get in. He is fast, man. He is one of the fastest guys in the league. Philadelphia at Washington. Washington is still licking their wounds from last week. This game was total start out at 44.5. It's still at 44.5. But at the beginning of the week, Washington was favored by 3.5. Now Philadelphia is favored by 3.5. I don't know that Philadelphia has any healthy running backs, and I think actually Washington's getting a lot of their team back, either off of protocols or off of injury concerns and everything. But Rob, when you're throwing punches at each other on the sideline, granted they went to college together, the Washington football team guys did, granted, and so I could see how they're kind of poking fun at each other or kind of getting in each other's faces. They got a history there, but man, it still seems like that team is in turmoil, and Philadelphia is playing really, really good football right now, and it seems like offensively they're clicking, defensively they're clicking, and Washington is not. It's on the road. I wish it was the beginning of the week. I wish I would have grabbed that stuff at the beginning of the week, Rob. I'm gonna take Philadelphia. I don't care. I'm gonna take the better point. I'm gonna take the better team, but I think it's gonna end up being Washington.
Yeah, I can understand why you're torn because it is. And the thing with Taylor Heinicke is that, you know, we've seen him play so good at times, and then. Like we've seen games like last week where he's throwing pick sixes and, you know, just things are in bad shape. So I think Philadelphia's defense has been playing a little bit better. They've been opportunistic. Darius Slay has had a lot of big plays, living up to his name. I do think, you know, they're going to get after Heinicke a bit. Their defensive line's pretty good. And I do think Jalen Hurts, you know, Miles Sanders is banged up, but I think Jordan Howard's going to go. And I think the tandem of Jordan Howard and Boston Scott, along with Jalen Hurts, is going to be kind of too much for them. Devontae Smith has been playing pretty well. Dallas Goedert has been playing pretty well. I'm going to take Philadelphia, and I'd probably take the over, actually, just because I think there could be a bunch of big plays in this one, considering how both quarterbacks like to play.
Oh, the sneaky over. I like how you're doing the sneaky over, Rob. Rob Norton, that's Norton 0723 over there. The daddy of the baby bowl is here with me, joining me on Pick and Pigskin Winter Podcast here on Aaron Torres Media. All right, Kansas City at Cincinnati. I think Joe Burrow is still throwing the football right now as we talk on Wednesday after his big, huge Sunday afternoon that he had against those Baltimore Ravens. But Kansas City's coming into town. Kansas City's defense is just red hot. They are on fire. This game total started out at 49.5. Now the game total is up at 51 points. Kansas City was favored by 7.5. And after that huge Sunday afternoon that Cincinnati had, it's dropped down to 5 points. 5 points. Rob, I like the over. I know I said the Kansas City's defense is playing real good. I like the over in this one because when shootouts start, you can't stop them. And I think both of these teams can score a lot of points in a hurry, and they're going to go back and forth, back and forth. I like the over in this one, and I will take Kansas City. They are playing really good football.
Yep, I'm in lockstep with you. I pretty much agree with everything you said. That's the thing is, so I don't know this 100% for sure, but I thought I had seen or heard that Cincinnati, even though they've been playing really well, they've been a little bit lucky in terms of, like, you know, mm-hmm. points against their true plus minus, things like that. So I do think with how Kansas City's defense is playing and, you know, Mahomes is getting back Kelsey, likely, I believe he was activated today. So they should be at full strength on both sides, really. I'm going to take the over. I'm going to take Kansas City.
Okay, well, we'll do that. Next one, Jacksonville at New England. Okay, this is – I always look for this, Rob. You know, we got that great DraftKings offer where you put $5 on the money line and you get $200 back to be able to spend over there at DraftKings Sportsbook. I really appreciate Aaron Torres working so hard at getting an offer like that for all the Pick and Pigskin Winter family. I also appreciate DraftKings Sportsbook opening that up to the Pick and Pigskin Winter family. It's always wonderful. Thank you, by the way, Pick and Pigskin Winter family, for subscribing to the podcast, for liking the podcast, for downloading the podcast, for spreading the news out there to other people. I've been bringing in all kinds of people from the Twitter world to be able to let you hear different perspectives, let you pick their brain a little bit. And I've appreciated all the comments and the great comments and concerns and everything that you've had about all those people that have been on here. But Rob, this, I always look for games. I always look out for the listeners because they're family, right? Listeners, do not put $5 down on the Jacksonville Jaguar money line to be able to win this game against the New England Patriots. we had the $1 get 100 and what team's not going to score 1 point and all that stuff before, but now we're looking at $5 on the money line. Jacksonville Jaguars will not win this game. Now, this point total started out at 43.5. It's gone down to 41.5. New England was favored by 5.5. Now New England, Rob, is favored by 15 points.
That's a...
What do you do? Are they college teams nowadays? What are we doing? Is this a college bowl game now? I don't understand what's going on, Rob.
I was saying it might as well be Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence. So it'll be interesting to see those guys go at it, considering Lawrence was the, you know, first overall pick and Mac Jones was kind of the guy that was pushed aside, and really the roles have been reversed this year in terms of how they played. So it's definitely going to be interesting just from that perspective. I think that's the only interesting perspective in this game because, like you said, this game just looks ugly. I mean, Patriots don't, you know, they play a brand of football where they get it done, but it's not exciting. And the Jags, they played football. So I guess, so there's that. And it's with that 15, you never like to take 15. I don't think I would just kind of avoid that. I'd probably take the under though. I do think it's going to be a low scoring game with the way these teams play. And so I like the under, but in terms of picking, you know, I guess I would take New Orleans or New England if forced to, but I just don't like taking a team with given 15 points.
Well, you're forced to, and so you're taking New England here. We ain't scared. Hey, what's the backup running back's name? Because Robinson's no longer in there for Jacksonville. Is Ogunbowale or what is his name?
Yeah, Dare Ogunbowale. He's an interesting play on DraftKings a little bit. He's more of a pass catcher. He's been known, you know, as a pass catcher throughout his career. And the Patriots, that's kind of a little bit of their weakness, is they, you know, they do a decent job against the run, but they allow running backs to catch a decent amount of passes. So I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up with a decent full PPR line, and he's only 5.1K on DraftKings, so he's not a terrible play.
I'm sorry. I got to apologize to everybody. I said that the spread was New England favored by 15. The 15 was actually the amount of interceptions Trevor Lawrence is going to play. It's the over-under set by draft. No, it's not. That's a joke, Trevor's family. I'm just kidding. I will take New England, though, right there. And once again, do not put the money line bet down on the Jaguars. I'd hate for you to miss out on that. Great, great offer. Offered to you by AaronTorresOnline.com. Make sure you make that a regular part of your viewing habits. For all the articles that are over there, you can find find all the different podcasts over there as well. But bookmark that stuff on your phone. Bookmark that over there on your computer. Put a little notification tab on there, too, or hit the notification tab so that you can always get that DFS Flash podcast, Aaron Torres podcast. You can get the Pick and Pigskin Winner podcast as well, and all the different articles that get written over there at AaronTorresOnline.com. Make sure you check that out each and every week. Miami. Why not do it every day, Rob? Just check it out every day. Why did I say week?
I agree.
Yeah, well, I guess because we just do one podcast a week. I do one podcast. Miami at Tennessee. Listen to this one. This is a funny one. The game total started out at 47. It's dropped all the way down to 40 points. That's a 7-point swing with Miami and Tennessee. Miami looked like they were playing great lights out ball against New Orleans last week on Monday night, and they were moving the ball a little bit. Tua looks good. Waddle looks good. But against Tennessee, this game total dropped all the way down to 40. Tennessee was favored by 3. Now Tennessee is favored by 3.5 on this one, Rob. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think that game total is low enough. I think it could go even lower because both of these defenses are good. Both of these offenses like to keep the drives alive, keep the clock moving. I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. To me, this is going to be in the 30s. I will take the hook. The hook is getting me in each and every one of these games. 3.5, I was supposed to take Miami. When it's 3.5 on Tennessee, I was supposed to take Miami on that one because the hook is there. But, man, I got a little passion for the Tennessee Titans. You know I like them a lot. I'll take Miami. They're playing good football. I'll take Miami.
Interesting. I'm kind of like pure opposite on this one. So I think you make some good points with it. I think Tennessee's weakness on defense is their secondary. They've for sure done a great job stopping the run. They've been one of the best run defenses, it seems like, in the NFL. And I don't know if that's just because teams know they can pass or if it's because they do a great job at stopping the run. But Miami has been one of the worst run offenses in the NFL. So I kind of think their strength is passing with, you know, Tua hitting those short and intermediate passes to Waddle and Gesicki and those guys. So I kind of like where their strength matches up with the weakness of Tennessee's defense. So I do think both teams will be able to score some points. I kind of like the over in this one. In terms of the line, I actually like Tennessee to win this game, you know, by more than 3.5. So I think I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take Tennessee.
Yeah, and see, like that hook, even with the Philadelphia game a little bit earlier at Washington, I hated taking Philadelphia because it's 3.5, you know, so it's like if a late field goal doesn't do me any good for Philadelphia to win that game, and I think this is the same scenario here. You're supposed to take that other team opposite of the hook. You know, there's something else. I was thinking about how good of a coach Mike Vrabel is. Well, I've seen a lot of talk about Flores being possible head coach of the year as well. Both of these coaches are fantastic, outstanding. They know how to scheme really well. That's why I just like the under in this one. So kind of a real good matchup. Not necessarily on paper. I don't think it's going to be good. It's going to be a good football matchup. Not a good fantasy matchup, Rob.
Yeah, I think so. I think you nailed it on that.
Denver traveling to Los Angeles. I think Los Angeles arrived in Los Angeles a week early because they sure didn't show up play the Houston Texans. That was just a terrible game. I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what they were thinking. It has to be a great deal over there on the money line with Denver because 90% of the public is taking Denver right now on the money line. I do not suggest that. I don't know that I could be that confident with Drew Lockett quarterback playing against the Los Angeles Chargers secondary, who hasn't been terrible. I mean, they're just not a terrible team. They did get lit up against Houston. This game total started out at 45. It's gone up to 46. The Chargers were favored by 3. Now they're favored by 6.5, Rob. I don't understand the jump to 6.5. I wish I would have got it at 3 a lot better, a lot sooner. If Teddy Bridgewater is quarterback, this changes the whole outlook of the game. But I think Drew Lock is going to end up being in there. I'll take the Chargers in a must-win situation at home. I just will. The locker room is a mess there in Denver. Nobody likes Fangio anymore in Denver. I think that I'll take the Chargers. I guess I'll take the Chargers.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. As I agree, the difference between Locke and Bridgewater is drastic, considering how Locke just is a gunslinger. He's going to force the ball down the field more often than not and make a lot of mistakes. So, you know, if Locke's in there, I do kind of actually like the over just because he makes big plays happen, whether it's pick sixes or big down the field shots. So I like both teams to score a lot if Locke's in there. If he's not in there, I'm a lot more questionable on that. The Chargers are such an interesting team because it seems like for years they've done this where they look like they're one of the best teams in the league. They're kind of like the Cowboys in that sense, where they look like one of the best teams in the league one week, and then they get shellacked by the Texans the following week. So I think it was our guy, Bo McVigtime, we were talking with earlier the year. He was saying that the Chargers were like his favorite pick to win the Super Bowl, and that he thought they had one of the best on-paper rosters in the NFL. So, and I kind of agree with him in that sense. So, and Herbert's been incredible in his sophomore year. So I think as long as Locke plays, I'm going to take the over and I'm going to take the Chargers.
Okay. All right. I'll take the over Chargers. I'll write that down. I'm glad you said that about Bo McVigtime, because I've been trying to think of who it was that I really respected in the industry. And Bo's one of those guys that I really respect in the industry. And I was talking about Sony Michel, and I think it was on that podcast that you and I did earlier this year. And I talked about how I saw something in Sony Michel. It looked like he had something to prove. It looked like he was very quick this year, had a little bounce to his step and everything. And Bo's like, I was like, oh, man, I just sounded really dumb against to Bo McVigtime. I really sounded dumb. Like, I don't sound dumb all the time to everybody each and every week. But I was glad Sony Michel has kind of panned out. And by no means am I going to ever say, I told you so, Bo. I ain't going to say that. I guess I just did. All right, Houston at San Francisco. The Houston Texans, they are all over it this year. This is their time of the season. They love playing the underdog. They love coming out here in the end of the season when everybody counts them out and showing something. Davis Mills, who is this Davis Mills, and where in the world did he come from? I don't know. I don't care. Houston was in the hole by 13.5. Now San Francisco is favored by 13. This game total started out at 46. Now it's at 44.5. I'm taking Houston until they prove me wrong for the rest of the year. I will take Houston, and whatever points I could get is absolutely fine with me.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm really surprised that this is such a big spread, considering that we don't know for sure. I mean, it seems very, very likely that Trey Lance is going to start.
Yeah.
And he's made one start this year, and he had one game before that where he came on in relief. And, you know, he still looked raw as a passer. He's obviously electric as a runner too. So I actually do. I agree. I like taking Houston with the points. In terms of the over under, I kind of just want to steer clear of that. I don't really know what to expect, because it's so drastically different with those quarterbacks in, but I do expect Trey Lance to play. And the thing that I'm going to go with is, Trey Lance plays, you play him in DraftKings. If you're playing your double ups, your cash game style formats, your double ups, your head to heads, you play Trey Lance. I mean, he's 4.8K on DraftKings, and don't get cute. I mean, this guy could run for 100 plus yards and score, you know, 3X his salary just with his legs alone. So you play Trey Lance in your games this week.
And we're playing him naked, right? I mean, we're not matching him up with anybody off the San Francisco roster.
Right. So when I'm playing cash games, I don't even have to put a pass catcher of his in. But even in tournaments, I have no problem playing him naked like that. If I was to play him, if I was to do a stack in tournaments, it's a single. I will not do a double stack with him. I just don't think he has enough passing, pure passing upside to support two pass catchers, let alone trying to pick the two pass catchers that it will be, especially when we already know that Kittle is going to be expensive, Debo is going to be expensive, Ayuk has been creeping up in price too. So, you know, just for the prices, I might not play anyone. I might play him naked, like you said, or if I do play, it's going to be one guy.
Oh, okay. So if I understand this right, you're going to be playing Trey Lance naked, and probably running it back with sexy Rexy Burkhead. Okay, well, that sounds good, for Rob. Sure. Let's move on to the next. Hey, Detroit at Seattle. The Seahawks have quit. They quit. By the way, let me jump back over here because I want to make sure everybody understands that Houston, the public is 86% betting right now on the Houston Texans. Not the money line necessarily. They are putting 72% on the money line, but it's probably a really good deal. But 86% against the spread right now on the Texans. That's not going to surprise me if this point total drops down to 9, 8, 7 points. Mm-hmm. Maybe it won't go quite that far this late in the week, but man, it won't surprise me at all if it drops down in there. So I think we're getting really good value right there. Detroit at Seattle. This game total started out at 45. Now it's dropped down to 43. Seattle was favored by 9.5. Now Seattle is favored by 7. 71% of the public is betting on Detroit to be able to cover that spread, or not cover that spread, but with the points. Detroit with the points on this one. And I'm going to go right there with them, especially if Jared Goff plays. Seattle's done. They're on vacation. I think they're already trying to book their trips to Cancun and everything. Russell Wilson, he's sitting there trying to put out feelers for who he's going to play for next year already. Give me Detroit on this one. I think this is easy, squeezy, lemon peasy.
Yep, I'm right there with you. It seems like Detroit, seems like Dan Campbell is a guy that the Lions seem like they love playing for him. They love playing hard for him. He gets them motivated, it seems like, when they don't really have anything besides their jobs to be motivated for. So I'm right there lockstep with you. And it looks like Russell Wilson is definitely eyeing up where he wants to go next year. It looks like Pete Carroll, you know, it might be the end of the Pete Carroll era. Mm. So I definitely like that. I kind of like Rashad Penny a little bit this week as well in DraftKings. He's been playing really well late in the season. He seems like he's got, you know, a contract to play for, and Detroit's been kind of one of the worst run defenses in the league as well. So I kind of like him. And then if Swift plays too, he's fairly cheap. If he comes back and gets a full workload, Seahawks, like you said, they've quit kind of on both sides of the ball. And plus they've been one of the worst defenses, you know, even before this. So Swift could have a really nice game if he gets his normal workload.
Yeah, and with his injury just being a shoulder injury, he wouldn't come back to play if he wasn't going to get a workload. Mm-hmm. You know, why come back and even bother with that this time of year without a non-playoff contending team? And I think that, well, I don't know how much he was. I think it was 6K maybe or something mm-hmm. like that over there on DraftKings. But, yes, I agree with you. I'm not going to be scared to play DeAndre Swift in a couple of lineups. I don't want to get burned by that one. I don't want to get burned. But let's look over here at the next game. The Rams and Baltimore Ravens. Last week, Baltimore Ravens got stomped. The Rams kind of had a weird week last week. I think they played on Tuesday, and then they had to turn around again and play on Sunday. I should have known better than to put Matthew Stafford in a lot of lineups that I had on DraftKings. I should have known better. It was between him and Burrow, and I put Stafford in too many of them. I'll be honest with you. I would have wanted so much better on DraftKings Daily Fantasy if I would have put Burrow in there. But this is what I want to bring up, because – this goes back to our Baby Bowl playoff stuff that we were talking about earlier in the game, or earlier in the podcast, because the Rams are a team that I believe are favored probably in the playoff matchups that they're going to have. And I think that they're going to go pretty deep in the playoffs. So for mm-hmm. Baby Bowl purposes, when we talk about a elimination tournament where you can only pick one player each week, and once you pick him, you can no longer choose him anymore. So I'm going to steer clear of probably those Rams players that first week, because I want to extend them into the Baby Bowl playoffs. I'm right in thinking that way, right, Rob?
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's always tough. Obviously, it's going to depend on the matchup and how they're playing kind of at the time. So mm-hmm. we'll have to see. But I do agree with you. I think they're one of the best teams in the NFL. So I do kind of think they're going to go far. And like you said, when we're playing that kind of format, you want to have as many guys as possible for as long as possible. So, you know, it's ideal to pick players that do well, but their team also loses. So yeah, I agree with you.
You know what else I do? And I'm going to go ahead and let the cat out of the bag right now. Okay, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. I like to pick all AFC teams, or I like to pick all NFC teams until the end. And then I got all the other teams to choose, or all that whole other side to choose from. So then at least I got some players in the game. You know what I mean? Like, at least I got a shot.
Yeah, I was actually talking to someone, one of my buddies who's never done this before, and he's fairly new to fantasy in general. So I was kind of giving him a little bit of tips, and I told him that I have that strategy somewhat. I kind of limit it a little, a little bit to just quarterbacks. I generally, like last year, I played basically all AFC quarterbacks, and just to guarantee myself that I wouldn't have used both quarterbacks that get in the Super Bowl. So then I had Tom Brady left available for the Super Bowl. So I told him, I was like, you know, you might want to kind of do that kind of strategy to guarantee yourself, because otherwise you could get to the Super Bowl and all you have left is backup quarterbacks. So it's a tough spot to be in, especially if you're trying to hang on to a lead.
Yeah, I can't wait for that Baby Bowl playoffs. You can check it out over there on Rob's pinned tweet at Norton0723. How much is the entry fee, Rob?
$20.
That's easy. That's easy. And half of it goes to charity. Which charities?
Mm-hmm. So we're doing March of Dimes and Ashley's Embrace.
Okay. So, and then the other half goes into the prize pool. And each week somebody wins that prize pool. I think it goes out to the first three first three places, right?
Say that again.
Each week, the top three finishers get a piece of that prize pool.
Each week, top scorer gets a. Top scorer gets a piece of the prize pool, and then depending on how many people, if we get over that 100, it goes into a different tier in terms of the overall.
Yeah, and then at the end of the playoffs, somebody wins the whole kit and caboodle, whatever's left, mm-hmm. right?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. All right. This Ram Baltimore game. The point total started out at 42.5. It's gone up to 46.5. Baltimore, at the beginning of the week, was favored by 3. Don't ask me why. And then the Rams, now DraftKings Sportsbook, has them favored by 3.5 on this one, Rob. The hook's I'm not scared of the hook. I don't care if it's Lamar. You know, if it's Lamar playing quarterback, I'm really comfortable with Los Angeles winning this game outright. If it's... What's his name? Josh Johnson, who ended up filling in for everybody last week?
Mm-hmm.
If he's playing quarterback, I'm confident. But if it's the other guy, who's the other guy?
Tyler Huntley.
If it's Tyler Huntley, it makes me a little bit scared, but he's coming off of COVID. A lot of people react differently coming off of COVID, so maybe he'll be a little bit winded or whatever. I'll take Los Angeles either way. I ain't scared.
Yeah, I'm with you. I kind of find it interesting the way that the game total went up. But the line switched. Mm-hmm. It's almost because I would have expected it to be the other way around. I would have expected the Rams to be favored and then the game total to go up as they thought maybe that Lamar is going to return, and then it would have switched. But yeah, I think that ultimately I'm going to take the Rams as well. And I'll take the over. I just think the Rams offense is too good. The Rams defense is pretty good, but I do think the Ravens offense is pretty good as well. I think both teams can put up some points, and I think the Ravens defense has been decimated. So I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take the Rams.
Cooper Kupp, almost a 10K player on DraftKings. Almost. We haven't had one all year long. He's almost getting there, 9,500. But still, play Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp, yep. Always. Cooper Kupp, always. Minnesota at Green Bay. 44.5 is what this game total started out as. Now it's up to 47.5. Green Bay was favored by 6. Now Green Bay is favored by 6.5. What's the rule of thumb, Robbie, for playing Kirk Cousins in primetime? What's the rule of thumb?
Whew, don't do it.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not going to. Green Bay in this one all the way, all day. I think it's going to be really, really cold there too. I want to take the under in that one since it's just going to be a really, really miserable environment. Everybody's going to want to get off the field. There's not going to be any penalties called. Just keep the clock going.
Yeah, definitely. I'm kind of locked up with you. I think we're at a point where Rodgers and Brady are kind of seem like they're the front runners for MVP, and Rodgers has kind of had this, you know, been on this war path starting from last year to prove to, you know, front office that he's the best player. They're screwing up by not listening to him. So I wouldn't be surprised if he comes out and lays it on the Vikings. And I've actually been, you know, a big supporter of Kirk Cousins, but he does seem to kind of fold in those bigger games. So, I do like Green Bay, and I do like the under.
I will take it as well. All right, Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Here's your team, Rob. The Brownies against Pittsburgh and Ben Roethlisberger's last game. I would typically say you got to take Ben Roethlisberger in his last home game. There ain't no way that they're going to let him lose that game. No way. No shot is he going to lose that game. But, man, they don't play good football. And man, the Cleveland Browns defense plays really good football, and they are desperate for a win. They're not eliminated from the playoffs yet, right, Rob?
Yeah, I don't believe so. I think they're still alive. So,
yeah, and I don't think Pittsburgh is either, but that Cleveland defense just scares me so much against a terrible, atrocious Pittsburgh Steeler offensive line. Unless this game is rigged, I don't know if I could say that even on the air. I have no idea. I don't know if I could say that or not. But unless this game is rigged, I can't see how Cleveland does not win this game. The hook is going to probably get me in this one, too. The point total started out at 43.5. It's dropped down to 41. Pittsburgh was favored by 1.5. Now Cleveland is favored by 3.5. That hook will probably get me again, guys. So I'll take Cleveland. I wish I could take it in a teaser or something like that just to move that line a little bit more. But I'll take Cleveland. And I don't know. I want to take the under, but I can't take the under.
I know that's kind of how I feel. Anytime it's a Steelers Browns game, I always feel like it's going to be a run heavy smash mouth game. It's just like those two kind of teams mentality, and I always want to take the under. But 41, that's just low. So I actually will probably take the over, and I'll take Cleveland. I can't pick those Steelers. I mean, I'm not going to pick the Steelers in that. And I do think Chubb is in a nice spot to have like a really big game. The Steelers have been, you know, just getting killed on the ground. So, and Chubb, I think, is one of the most talented running backs in the NFL. And as long as, you know, our line's healthy, I think we're going to try to definitely feed him a lot with how inconsistent and, you know, banged up Baker Mayfield's been throughout the second half of the year, especially. So I expect the Browns to lean heavily on Chubb, and I'll probably take the over and the Browns.
I would not expect you to. I don't think you could utter the words, "I'll take Pittsburgh." I don't think you could say that, especially here on Pick and Pick Skin Winners on Aaron Torres Media. You can't say that. Rob, it's a whole new audience for you, and I can't wait for that audience to respond over there to the Baby Bowl Fantasy Playoffs, the playoff edition over there on your pinned tweet at Norton0723 over there. Thank you so much, Rob, for coming on, and I look forward to those articles that you write each and every week.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. It was fun talking with you and going through the games.
Yeah, and I can't wait to beat you in Baby Bowl. I had to say it because I get the last word. No, I do appreciate all your efforts, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of that. And listen, everybody, I appreciate you as well taking your time out to download this podcast, Pick and Pick Skin Winners, over on Aaron Torres Media. I appreciate you subscribing to this podcast and also the sister podcast that we have on the DFS Flash podcast with JB Berry. He's doing a wonderful job over there. I love playing in different DFS tournaments with him as well, and he's been doing a fantastic job. Me and him are like neck and neck. I think I'm going to challenge him to a DFS duel one of these days, which ought to be really fun. And thank you so much for sharing Aaron Torres' podcast as well. I've listened to the last couple of episodes of his, made sure I listened to them because you know how it is. You got so many podcasts and everything, it's hard to listen to all of them. And Aaron Torres does a fantastic job with his sports takes, with his opinions that he puts out there. And it's a fast-moving podcast as well. So I really appreciate that. All those articles that are over on AaronTorresOnline.com are worth reading each and every day. Thank you so much for doing that. And thank you for looking at the DraftKings special that we have going on as well, where you can put $5 on any money line and you can win $200 if your team wins. Thank you so much for subscribing. And as always, we want to encourage you to find a way to make a positive impact in somebody's life today. As I said before, if you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Wyoming. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 in Colorado. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-888-532-3500 in Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. Or call or text Tennessee Redline. 1-800-889-9789 in Tennessee. You got to be 21 or older to place any kind of minimum bet of $5.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.